Blog Talk Radio.
MikeSpirit.fm. Good morning and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now, 7602-834-611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for, please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Good morning and welcome to Guiding Lights. My name is Jeanette Ann Coombe. I'm co-hosting with the lovely Sarah May. And hopefully today we're going to give you some really interesting topics. I know that Sarah's got a fantastic meditation to do to take us all to a very calmer inner place so that we're going to link in with our higher selves. I know that that's coming up shortly on the show today. We've got some lovely callers waiting on the line, but before we go over to our callers, I'm going to say good morning to the lovely Sarah May. And how are you today, my love?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm not too bad. How are you, Jeanette?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Really, really good. Loving the show, the topics. I was just looking at the brief. I think it's going to be a fabulous show that the listeners are going to really enjoy with us today again.
Oh, we'll enjoy it ourselves as well, Jeanette. Always do. As soon as I hear that music come on, I come to life.
Yes, that's the way, yeah. So what have you been doing today or this last few days, Sarah? Any interesting that you'd like to share with the listeners?
I had a lovely fair yesterday, a Pamper and Indulge fair with Linda Harris, who puts on a really good event. And I basically was fully booked before I got there, Jeanette. So,
oh, wow.
You know, when I woke up, I felt like I'd got a load of spirit behind me. I felt quite elevated yesterday morning, and I had some lovely readings, spiritual readings of people, bringing through family members. So it was a bit of a sort of euphoric and teary day. You know what it's like, because we feel the emotions when we do it. And I didn't move. I had to literally, Jeanette, say to this lady when she sat down, shuffle the cards, I'm running to the toilet. You know what it's like.
definitely will. Well, I've had a very busy week as well. I've been very busy with my private clients, and I'd like to thank them all because I've been to some lovely parties this week. The ladies that I went to were really beautiful souls. And I came back on Monday evening from a week in London, which was very back-to-back working at the Fabulous Mind, Body and Soul event in Earl's Court. So that was a very interesting week to kind of do as well. So I cannot believe that it's Monday already. This week has been so busy for you and me. So I'm just really looking forward to our show today. So I think there's a couple of people that we really want to give a call out for, because they do fabulous work with the spirit as well. So I think we're going to call out to Jerry Humphreys, aren't we, Sarah?
Yes, Jerry Humphreys works on television with myself and Jeanette Coombs. He's a fantastic energy, real big energy, Jerry. A lot of clarity with him. And I'm happy to say that Jerry and I will be doing an audience with spirit. He's coming down to Solihull in the West Midlands on the 20th of July, and we have a show beginning at 7 p.m. So if anybody's interested in tickets, they're just £12.50 to see the two of us, and tickets will be available. They're on sale now. Please get in touch. You can get in touch with myself, medium Sarah May, on Facebook, or maybe come through the Guiding Lights page and do it that way.
Fabulous. Really fantastic. Count me in for a couple of tickets. I'd love to see the two of you work live, because I've seen Jerry working, because Jerry was working with me live this last week in Earl's Court, and I know that you and I work well together, so count me in for a couple of tickets because that's going to be a really fantastic evening.
Oh, that'd be good, Jeanette. Will do.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's have a look at the topics that we're going to chat about today. So just briefly run through with the listeners what you want to do so that they can give themselves a couple of minutes to settle down when they, you know, when we tell them when we're going to start this.
Okay, I'm going to do a mini meditation incorporating three crystals. And obviously you'll come in with the meditation, you know, as we link in with the crystals. So that will sort of empower people, cleanse people, and uplift is the big thing with meditation and crystals. And then I'll do a very quick chakra cleanse at the end of it.
Wow, sounds fabulous. So all our listeners out there, when are we going to be planning to do that? Between about 9:15 to 9:20. So if you'd like to settle yourself down and start relaxing and ready to take in this beautiful energy that we're fetching in later and join in with us, that would be absolutely wonderful, because this is the listener's show as much as ours, and we all know that how much you enjoy these things because you give us fabulous feedback, so we know that you love it. So for all our listeners out there who really love these chakra cleanses and the meditations with us, it'll be coming on this morning show about 9:15 UK time. Okay, right then. Now then, so you're going to be doing that work with Jerry, and I've got a few more things private coming in. I do feel that there may be someone waiting to say hello to us. I'm just going to check with the producer, and I'm going to ask Ken, who's our fabulous producer today, have we got anybody online waiting to take our call, because there was someone there in the queue earlier on. Okay, let's have a look. Right. Now then, Ken, we've asked if there's anyone in there waiting in the queue. And I think there is a gentleman there on area 956. So we're going to say hi to this lovely person. And let's see who would like to connect to Guiding Light with Sarah and myself this morning.
Hello.
Hello there, hi. You're through to Jeanette Ann on Guiding Lights. Could I just ask you for your name, please?
Yes, my name is Tomley.
Tomley. Tony, is it, or Tomley?
Yes.
Okay, lovely connecting with you. I'm going to just answer your question, first of all, and then I'm going to hand you over to the lovely Sarah. Now then, can I just ask you for your date of birth, please?
11/13/75.
11/13. Okay, so that makes you a lovely Scorpio lady. Now, is there any area that you'd like, or is there a particular question that you'd like us to look at for you?
Actually, I would like to see, if you could tell me, finance and romance, it's all combined to you.
Right, finance and romance. I'll just have a little look now. Actually, I do feel like you're on the crossroads, my love, okay? Because it seems to be your life at the moment is a little bit unsettled. I do know that you're waiting for someone really special to come in. There may be a gentleman around you or who has just left your energy, because I am feeling the energy of a water sign gentleman around you. But there seems to be either this gentleman is gone or this is a past link, because I do feel that there is someone around you already. But I do know that as far as you're concerned, you've been through quite a difficult time since around about your birthday month of last year, and that things really are now steadily improving in the right direction. I know that finances have been quite all over the place, and that you are really trying to figure out ways of dealing with these situations and problems. But what my guides are telling me to tell you is just don't do anything hasty. Just keep the flow steady. Things are going to get easier for you. I've also got a dad, please, or granddad coming through from spirit side now who wants to make a connection with you, Tommy. Now then, can you resonate to a granddad, I feel, more than a dad, because I feel that this person passed over and he had quite a long life, because I feel he was quite an old gentleman when he passed, please.
Okay, Tommy, on my dad's side.
Right, okay. Right, okay, because this is the link to the dad, okay? Now, this gentleman, when he was on this side, did he have a problem, darling, with his legs? Because I feel mobility was quite hard for him towards the end.
I wasn't very close with them.
Right, so can you understand? Can you understand the fact that he had difficulty walking or difficulty getting around? He couldn't go very far.
I wouldn't know. I didn't spend much time with them. I didn't know.
Okay, no problem, because that's the impression that he's giving me, okay? And mm-hmm. I feel with this gentleman, he was a very strict, fair man when he was here with us, and he is watching over you, bringing in love, bringing in energy for you, coming around you. There seems to be a celebration in your family in the month of August, something that's going to be kind of really a lovely event within the next 3 months. And he's telling me that these imbalances around you are going to change quite soon. Because what I'm feeling with you is that you'll kind of have a lot of regret around you recently. Communication has not been the best, so I don't know whether or not you're really speaking to your loved ones, your family members, but I do feel that communication hasn't been the best lately. But things are all going to settle down for you, darling, around about the month of October. As far as finances are concerned, you're going to be working on a plan to really get these things sorted out, okay? There's choices coming in for you, and I know that you're not sleeping very well and that you've been like this now for a few months. So what you have to do is just relax, just allow the energy to come around you, be positive, because things really are going to start improving in a very positive way for you. And I'm going to say thank you so much for allowing me to read for you, and I'm just going to pass you over to Sarah for Sarah to connect with you as well. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
No problem, sweetheart.
Lovely. Thank you, Jeanette. Good morning, Tony, sweetheart. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
You're okay. Okay. I'm picking up quite a little bit of a low energy around you, sweetheart, so I feel that you are almost like got a lot of heavy weights around you. Do you understand? Whereby there's too much going on and you're feeling like you can't cope.
Yes.
Okay, darling. I've got a lady around me in the spirit world who had heart problems. I've got a pull in my heart, or there may be something connected around indigestion with this lady, and I feel that she's quite close to you. And she gives me the month of May as either a memory link with you or an anniversary of somebody. Can you take this lady, please, sweetheart?
May our lady, I would think the only one, my grandmother.
Okay. She likes to get in the garden and get out into the garden, and I feel like she plants things, and I feel like she maybe would grow vegetables and stuff like that, okay? And I get the feeling that she's telling me that your diet needs to be looked at, okay? The types of food that you're eating. Do you understand?
Yes,
so I got it. All right, darling. I feel like you're skipping meals, and I think you're worrying to the point where you're not eating properly. And what I want to say to you is start eating, because food is energy, and energy helps your emotions. Food in the body helps the energy of your emotions, and it will help you and it will lift you, all right? I feel that... who's Robbie? Have you got a Robbie or a Robert around you anywhere?
A Robert?
Yeah?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
All right, darling. Is this a fella around you, sweetheart?
Yes. Oh, my God.
All right. I feel like he's upset you a little bit, all right? And I feel like he comes in and he pulls away. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like you're in a waiting period. And what's happened is you're focusing on Robbie and you're forgetting everything else around you. All right? And what I want to say to you is take your energy back, bring back your power, because Robbie has his own responsibilities and you have yours. Now, I feel that you've got some paperwork to fill out and you've been putting it off, okay? I feel like I've got a drawer and there's lots of paperwork in there and I need to fill out forms and get them sorted, okay? Do you understand this, sweetheart?
I'm going through some. I know I have to do some paperwork. Yeah, you're right, I do. I've just been delaying it.
Come on, darling. I feel like get it out. And I'm going to learn with you because I've got a lot of paperwork to do. I've got to do my books for the year. So I'm with you there and I just don't want to do it. But what I want to say to you is get this paperwork out. On one of the pieces of paper, there's yellow. I can see yellow on either a yellow letterhead or something to do with yellow. Okay. Now, this might not be there now or could come in for you, and it's connection around some sort of job with training. Okay, I feel like you'd be very good in a nursing profession. Are you interested in the nursing or care?
Actually, yes, I am. And you mentioned a yellow paperwork is because I'm trying to go back to school, and I defaulted on a loan. So the government won't give me assistance. So I know I have to make some type of arrangement so they would give me assistance and I can be a returning student. So that's really what I'm stressing out right now, that I want to go back to school because I need 9 courses, but I just do not know where to get the money from. And, I mean, to me, 9 courses to finish my career, semi-finish, is not many courses. And that's what I'm trying to figure out, how I'm going to get the money.
Righty-ho. It's in that drawer, darling. You've got to fill your forms out. You're frightened that they're going to say no to you. Word it in specific ways.
I guess you're right. I just been delaying it. I have that paperwork to fill out. I have another paperwork from my ex-husband that I need to submit to an attorney. I just have a lot of paperwork.
You do. In fact, you've got 3 lots of paperwork to do.
Yes, I do. 3
you
exactly
do.
That I have
There's
to do.
Something to do with insurance as well, sweetheart. They're telling me about the insurance. You've got the insurance. You've got asking for the loan or whatever it is to get into the college. And the one that's really holding you back is the divorce papers or the legal papers connected around your husband, because what happens with this, it's a big black cloud over your head and you feel like you're out of control. And that's what happens in legal situations. And you've got to let the law of karma take over there, sweetheart. There's the law of the land and there's the law of karma. You need to believe in yourself and not worry about the paperwork. The most important paperwork to fill out for you is the one connected with getting finance and funding to improve your life, get your qualifications so that you can be independent and free. Okay? So that one's the one that I'll do that now if you can, if you're not too tired. Make sure you eat properly, sweetheart. And Robbie is like a boomerang. He's coming and he's going, okay? But you're not really in any place to have Robbie in fully anyway. You need to sort out all your paperwork and feel happier before this guy comes in fully for you. And I get a sense, as Jeanette said, that July and August are quite positive months for you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just surprised that you actually even got his name right. I sound in love with this man, but you're right, I'm not in no position. But sometimes I feel like I really want to know if he's going to even come into my life for a permanent relationship in the future.
Right. It would take some time. I feel you've got to work on you. This is why this draw is important. I'd like you to really focus on that. That's so important for you, the love of you, the good treatment, well treatment of yourself before we think about Robbie coming in. Now, Robbie has feelings for you, but he's shy in commitment states. he doesn't commit easily. So if you want me to tell you, does he love you, does he not love you, I feel he definitely loves you. Is he going to commit quickly? I don't feel he is, sweetheart. So you need to look at you and how does this sit with you? Are you happy with this? Do you want to continue like this? Do you want to wait for this guy to come in? And if the real love is there, it's well worth the wait because it's going to take some time and it could come in around about that October time, okay? But it's not a carrot dangler for you because I feel sort you out. This is what I really want to impress on you, my darling. Sort you out. This court thing is what is affecting everything in your life. And in time, that will finalise for you. It's not the end of the world. And you'll realise when it's finished, oh, what was all that about? You know, I've been through it myself.
You're so right. I think that divorce is really stressing me out.
Yeah.
I'm just, only I know how I feel and it's three in the morning for me where I'm from, and I couldn't sleep because I was just thinking I just do not want to go back to that situation, and I'm just stressing about it, and I delay it and delay it.
You've got a judge coming in, darling, who's going to be supportive, who's going to understand you. Your ex-husband is a little bit devious, but he will be seen. Okay, so the devious side of him will be seen. You're true. What happens in court cases, people can lie to gain ground. Just believe in you. Believe in you. And you're not going to lose anything of great value, but you're going to learn so much of great value because it's in hard times and hardship that we actually learn the most, and we need to go through this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, my darling. We're going to do... Big pleasure. The podcast is there if you want to listen back, later on. And I hope you're going to sleep now, darling. I hope you're going to have a bit of peace. I know when you sort that paperwork out, you've got good luck coming in 3 weeks. But sort it out, sweetheart.
I will.
All right,
darling. Tomorrow's Sunday. Thank you. I'm listening to you online. So if you're going to do meditation, I need to do something to relax myself.
I'll send you to sleep. I just hope I don't send the nation to sleep with it.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you, darling. Anybody wanting to call into the show, incidentally, 7602-834-611. Free calls in America. Prefix that with 001, and the calls are outside of America. You will have to pay for them. But if you want to click Skype on the internet, you'll get in with a free call there. Are you there, Jeanette, darling?
I am indeed, yes, my love. I'm listening to you, and I was listening to that lovely lady, and I just would like to say that, you know, when you think that things are falling apart, they're actually falling into place, and I do feel a big shift in energy around this lady within the next 2 or 3 months.
Lovely. Okay, should we get moving with the cleanse and the meditation, Jeanette?
Yeah, lovely. That would be fantastic.
Okay. If everybody wants to calm down, okay, including myself, because I'm quite excitable at the moment. I don't know why. Obviously, I had spirit jump in and it's livened me up a little bit. What we're going to do, we're going to do a little bit of a meditation. And if you want to close your eyes and just breathe in nice and sort of slowly, as you know, as I've mentioned in many weeks, previous weeks, bring your breath down from your nose down to your stomach and just relax and breathe it out through your mouth. Okay? So breathe in and breathe out. Now, I can hear the sounds of the sea. I can just hear the waves and the sounds of the sea. It's not a choppy sea. It's a really lovely, gentle, breezy sea. And this is early in the morning, and we're on a lovely beach, a lovely, soft, sandy beach. There's nobody around. We have the beach and the sea to ourselves. We're feeling happy. We're feeling relaxed. And we're ready to walk into a lovely meditation. You won't see any footprints as you walk because the sand is so soft. So you're not leaving a mark, and there isn't any footprints around you. You are totally alone with yourself and with spirit. And what you're going to do, you're going to walk towards a collection of caves. And as you walk towards the caves, you will see at the foot of a door is a key. And this is your key. Have a look at it. Is there a letter on the key? Is there something relevant about this key for you? And pick the key up and unlock the door to the cave. As you open the door, you can see a beautiful, beautiful crystal cave. And you need to walk inside this cave and go into the middle. It's rose quartz. It's a beautiful rose quartz cave. It's shining, it's tinseling, there's energy. And rose quartz is all about love. And I'm going to hand you over to Jeanette, and she's going to take you through what this rose quartz does for you.
Yes, hi there. Now, this beautiful rose quartz cave that you're in, okay, is full of love. Now, let's all open our heart chakra and let's take away all the negativity, all the pain, all the emotional. You might feel a little bit choked up as you breathe in, because what that's actually doing is releasing all this negative energy from the heart chakra and clearing things to allow you to focus on you now and not you being hurt in the past. Work with the rose quartz. It's a beautiful crystal for soothing, calming and relaxing. And what I want to bring in to everyone today is my beautiful Ask the Guide cards. And the card that I picked for you is called Partnership and Love, which is very, very appropriate for the rose quartz, because it's all about your heart. It's all about the partnerships that you form through your everyday life, whether it be your friends or your parents or your family, and that love that that brings. And it's also about romantic partnerships with your partners. So let's all work today now in this beautiful crystal cave to cleanse our hearts, to cleanse the negativity and take any old hurts away. And that's what I'd like to give you with the beautiful rose quartz crystal.
Lovely. Take all the energy, take all of the advice, take all of the information that Jeanette has given to you and look down at your feet. And at your feet, you can see another key. There may be another letter there, or there may be a different shape to this key. Pick it up. It's your key. It's the key to you and the key to your door of healing. And as you turn and look to the right, you can see a door in front of you. Walk over to the door in peace. You're feeling this love, the beautiful love of the rose quartz. Walk over to the door and unlock this door. And as you open up the door, the colour just encaptures you. It's the beautiful, vibrant, deep red of the red jasper. You're walking into the crystal cave and you're encompassed and enveloped with this beautiful, beautiful crystal. You are in the middle and the heart of this crystal. And we're going to hand over to Jeanette talk through how this red jasper can assist you.
Yes, now I've got this piece of red jasper in my hand, and you imagine that you've also got this beautiful piece of red jasper in your hand, and you're surrounded, all around you is this sparkling ruby and reds from the vibrant red jasper. In this cave, what you're actually focusing on is your base chakra. And this keeps you grounded. This is where your love feelings, this is where you feel anger, this is where you feel positive, this is where you feel passionate. All these earthy feelings, good and bad, come from this earth, from this beautiful red. So what I'd like you to do today, any feelings of inadequacy, I'd like you to leave them go. I'd like you to positive on being courageous and overcoming any issues that you've been worrying about, because we've all got things that we need to leave go of, and we've all got to get that wonderful energy, that red energy, to focus on being very courageous and positive and passionate about everything that we are taking on in our lives. So let's all bask in this beautiful red energy and let's be grateful that we have got such a wonderful red cave to go into. It's all about keeping ourselves balanced, and let's bring all the courage that we need out of that cave with us to take on the day and to do all the things that we have to do in a loving, passionate way.
Lovely, lovely. Somebody has just placed your final key in your hand. It's a beautiful angel of white light, vibrant. And this angel is smiling at you with adoration, with love. And you're feeling the love of this white light and this angel who has come to uplift you and share with you and help you, assist you. So thank you for your key and turn right towards the next door, your final door. As you open up the door, it's so clear, it's transparent, but it's glistening, it's vibrant, and it's what we call energy and cleanse. You're in the beautiful clear quartz crystal, and Jeanette's going to tell you how this can assist you.
Yes, now then, in this beautiful cave, okay, we're sitting there, and this beautiful clear quartz crystal will take us really to our higher self. And when we're sitting in this beautiful cave, it shows us the path that we need to go. We need to follow a journey, on our inner journey, if you like. It's the journey of the soul. And this higher self will allow us to grow, will allow us to become in tune with our own emotions, because you're talking about the spiritual part of you, your inner voice, your inner self. And in this beautiful clear quartz crystal cave, you will see that when you come out of it, that there is a golden light all the way around you. And there is going to be a path that's going to be showing you the right journey that you need to go on. So anyone out there today who is feeling a little bit concerned that they may not be on the right path, please allow yourself to bask in this beautiful crystal cave. Because when you do come out of that cave, you will feel more centered, more at one with yourself, more in tune with your higher self, and ready to go on the path that you need to go on to continue the sacred journey of your soul.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I hope you can feel it. The beauty of your soul, the fingerprint of your soul as you being a unique individual with your own life to live without the responsibility of others. You're walking now back through the caves. The energies are still with you. And as you get to the first door, open it up. And in front of you, the pathway that Jeanette has talked about is there. It's leading you towards a waterfall. And what I want you to do is walk underneath the waterfall towards a beautiful pool. Step into the pool. If you're afraid of swimming, you will be very safe. This is about reaching your fears. It's a meditation. We can go anywhere in a meditation. Swim under the water with all of the fish, the beautiful colours, the dolphins, maybe beautiful whales, sea creatures. Swim underwater. Feel free. Your hair is flowing behind you. You're pushing yourself very easily through the water. And when you're ready, come out of the water. And as you walk out of this water, you are completely dry. You're energized, you're clear, and you're walking back to the spot that you were on when you started your journey. There we go. Lovely. So I hope that's helped you all. I think I'll be listening back to that. Will you, Jeanette?
Oh, that was really fabulous. And that is a wonderful way to either start your day or to wind down after a beautiful, busy day. So all our American listeners who have been so loyal and waited, you know, listened until the 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning, we wish you a wonderful rested sleep after that lovely meditation with the crystals.
Okay, well, while we've been doing our meditation, we've patiently had a caller waiting. So it'd be nice if we could go over to the caller. And I've only got an area code for this caller, which is 818. Are you there, caller?
Good morning.
Hello, beautiful. What a lovely voice you've got.
Hi, thank you. Thank you.
And whereabouts are you?
I am in Los Angeles.
And can I ask your name, darling?
It's 1:30 in the morning here. Marie.
Okay, Marie, sweetheart. Was there any particular reason why you were calling in, or do you just want me to link in and have a look for you?
I would love any message you pick up, either from my own energy, my spirit guides, my loved ones. I am open to receive anything.
Oh, lovely. Okay, darling, let's have a look and see what we've got with you. Have you got a spirit guide by the name of Diane? Or do you resonate with Diana?
I've been curious to know what to name my spiritual guide, so it's funny you should ask me that. I sense it as being more of a male, but I do know that I have more than one. And actually, that's a question I've been wanting to ask someone. How do I name, or how do I look for a name for my spiritual guide?
Okay. Do you sit in group or circle, or do you do development in any group at all?
I am just having a spiritual awakening. I have a couple of teachers that I'm working with, but I haven't gotten that far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've given you the name Diane or Diana, and I feel that's very relevant with you. So what I will do is leave that with you. And then what happens when you sit in a group, or you maybe talk to another medium, somebody else will reconfirm that to you. So then you will have been given that name twice. And when you've got the name twice, there's no doubting it. I do feel you've got a gentle white angel around you, and I do feel I want to call her Diane or Diana, sweetheart. I'm coming towards the month of July with you as well. Is there some celebration or something coming up around about that time? Is it somebody's birthday or maybe a passing, something like that?
Yes, I just got chills. My mother's passing, it will be 4 years this July.
Okay, darling. Because I felt the pain, I felt the tears. I feel like my throat is quite swollen with this lady, almost like something around my throat and my chest area as well. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and don't worry, she hasn't got it now. I'm just bringing it through as an evidential sort of level so that I can say I've got her with me, okay? I feel she held her hands to her chest, almost like crossed her hands and held them to her chest, one hand upon the other. Do you understand this? Does this make any sense to you?
It does. It does.
Because that, to me, I want you to do that, darling. And anybody out there, if you hold your hands out and you bring them in towards your chest and you put one hand on the other, it's almost like self-hugging. And I feel if I can do that with you, it's almost like your mom's wanting to give you a hug. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel it when you do it. When you lift your arms out, bring them in, put one hand on your chest over your heart and the other one over it, you feel it. It's almost like you have a feeling of love. And I want to bring that to you, okay? I also want to give you a honeysuckle for some reason. Honeysuckle, the sweet smell of the honeysuckle. So whether Mom had that kind of perfume or whether it's relevant with you, I don't know.
Yes,
she also tells... It is, sweetheart. She also tells me she's with you in November. Okay? She's saying, big it up for November. And those aren't my words. So something's coming for you in November that is going to be almost like something you've been waiting for, okay? I feel like you want to stand on a stage, so I don't know whether you were into drama or whether you're a singer or whether it's your spiritual side, but I feel like either you or somebody very close to you is very good at singing. Do you understand this?
I can interpret that different ways, but yes, ever since I was little, I loved entertainment, but I was also shy. So I think your key word, my spirit.
Yeah.
There's my alter ego. I feel there's something in me that's always wanted to be on stage.
Yes.
But I feel more comfortable working behind the camera.
You're reminding me of me. Would you believe I was a shy child? Very much like my daughter, very shy, used to hide behind my mum. And if adults spoke to me, I used to pretend I wasn't there. Now I'm on Sky Television and on radio shows, so where did all that come from? You're ready now. You're going to stand on a platform, and I feel you're going to deliver messages to people. And I feel this is coming in November. And we're running short of time, sweetie. And what I want to do, if it's okay with you, is hand you over to Jeanette so that she can link in with you.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
darling.
You. It means so much to me. Thank you.
Pleasure, darling.
Hi there. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
Hi there. Yeah, hi there. I was just listening to the fact that you are now, I would say, ready to take your spiritual journey. And over the last 4 or 5 months, I feel that you've been feeling a little bit blocked. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Okay. Well, I would say to you that don't really focus on being blocked, because sometimes even the thought of it can kind of make it worse. I do feel that there are loved ones around you in spirit who are, as we speak, encouraging you to open up. I also feel that there's a gentleman there with you. Okay, and I feel that he had a very close connection to your mother, because his arm is around her now. And this gentleman is quite a tall guy, brown hair, quite broad shoulders. And I feel that there's a connection to 2 children with this gentleman. Now, are you able to place this man for me, please?
Yes, that would be my father. And
right.
I have 2 children.
Right, my
but
darling.
I also have 2 siblings, so I'm not sure which one.
Well, I do feel that he's talking about the little children, okay? So he's either taking me back to when you and your siblings were little, or little children now, okay? Because I do feel what he's actually bringing in is a beautiful circle of love for you. It's almost like so he wants to put a rainbow around your family of love. That's what I'm feeling with this gentleman. I feel that he's been there with you, trying to open you to spirit. I do feel that there is an Eastern feel of a guide for you, someone that was, I feel, in the Middle Ages, because I've got like an Eastern feel, so I'm going to go with Moorish or someone from an Arabic nation. I do feel that he's helping you and also helping you with healing. And also see that there's a lady around you who was from a religious order. And I feel with her that she comes in to bring you humility in your life, okay? And to also keep you grounded and to keep you faith. Are you quite religious, darling? Are you very spiritual?
I am spiritual, but I wouldn't say religious.
Okay.
By religion, but spiritual, yes.
Because she's bringing in that love for you. You have these 2 gentlemen. You have these 2 guides around you. You have your parents looking over you in spirit. Your dad, I feel, was a lovely, kind man. I feel that he was very warm to his family, but he was very firm but fair, if you understand that saying. He definitely wanted the best for you, and I feel that he encouraged you. Who played the musical instrument, please? The piano? Who used to play the piano, please?
That would be my oldest daughter. She plays the piano.
Okay, my love, because he's aware of that, and he's saying how beautiful she plays, because I feel that when she plays the piano music, he's been in visitation, and he's bringing that in as evidence that he is around you and your family. He's with your mum. They've found each other. They're at peace. Their energy surrounds you with love, and what they want you to do is to achieve in your life to bring in happiness, because they say that for you, it's been a little bit of a difficult time over the last 4 or 5 years. You've been on a little bit of a roller coaster ride with different things. I feel yes, my love, you've had to have all that core strength to get you through this. It's almost as if you've been like an American footballer who's been dodging the ball. Things have been coming from all angles for you for the last 5 years. Okay, this is what they're saying.
American, European football, you name it. I'm a football.
Well, there we go. So they're saying you've been really dodging those balls because they've been coming at you thick and fast. But you're a strong lady. Okay, your mother's love is there with you all the time. She's was in a way, it was just her time to go. I feel that she did suffer towards the end a little bit, but she's not suffering now. And I feel that she's reunited and found your dad. So there is lots of love all around the family. And also I've got to go to a turquoise or a blue stone ring. Do you understand that, please?
Wow, it's not a ring. I just purchased a blue stone.
Right, okay.
That I'm
now
using
then.
And I'm holding and I put it in my purse when I leave the house.
Right, okay. So there's the turquoise of the blue stone. I feel, okay, that you are going to make, all right, a little circle around yourself, okay, when you're working. And I also would say that you'll use it if you are in a circle. So that stone will be used in a circle, a spiritualist circle of development. And I do feel that they would like you to get a little ring, okay, with that similar stone, because that will help you and you'll be able to wear it all the time. But they are very, very aware of you and they just want to bring abundance of love to you as well, my love. And thank you so much for allowing me to connect with you and your loved ones who have passed over today.
Thank you so much to both of you for your time. Thank you.
Bye-bye, my love. Bye-bye.
Big pleasure, sweetheart. Oh, that was lovely, Jeanette.
Yes, wasn't it, Jess?
So, any callers? I think we're sort of up for time as far as callers are coming in now, but please do call in next week if you want a reading with us. And we do apologise. Obviously, we're both spending a bit of time on the readings, but that's what we want to do. We don't want to be rushing and making people feel they've got to get off the telephone. So I'd like to thank the two callers for calling in. And I think we're going to go over to maybe a song or two, and then we'll be coming back afterwards.
Another day has gone. Thank you.
Well, that was a fantastic record by Annie Lennox, and I think we're on the last couple of minutes of the show now, so I'm just going to say thank you very much for listening to Guiding Lights this morning. Thank you to all our American viewers for staying, listeners for staying up until 4 5 a.m. in the morning to listen to the show, and I'm going to pass you over to Sarah May now so that she can say goodbye to you, and we will be back on air on Monday of next week. Goodbye.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. When you hear the outro, it'll actually say 9:30 and it's 9 o'clock. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you next week.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9:30 GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or check out their websites. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-kuhn-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.
Are we off now, guys? We done?